Yudalas Lamedalas, Mission. Lo Yetze Hachayit Bemachto Somach Vechashecha. A tailor can't go out with his needle, and the world discussed where the needle exactly is, close to dark. Maybe he'll forget that he has the needle, and he'll walk out to Shusharavim. Lo Halavler Bekumaso, and not a sofer with his coolness, with his pen. Lo Yathlis Kalev, Lo Yikra Or Haner. Another thing that the Gzeira, you're not allowed to check your clothing for lice, or read L'or Haner. The MS Omru, Hachazin Roa Hechen Tinokos Korin, Avu Lo Yikra Kiyotzi, Lo Yikra. The Chazin, we'll see the Rashi has different shot and who the Chazin is, but the teacher is allowed to look and see where the children are learning, but he can't read with them. Kiyotzi Bo, Lo Yokal Hazovim, Hazov Neher Glaver, another Gzeira that they made. All these are gzeiras because of something that may happen. The same kind of gzeira they made, that a zov is not allowed to eat with a zova together because of hergel aveira. They may come to do an aveira together, and surely a tar, a person's tar, can't eat with a zova, that he may, they may end up having relations, which is an issukaris, Rashi. Shema yishkat v'yetze mishatechshach. After Shabbos comes in, he'll forget that he has the needle, and he'll work outside, and he'll be over in Isidoraisa of Kari. Lo Yathlis Kalev, Nevayer Kinim Idgodav. Can't check for lice in your clothing. The Mekargamina and Biarti Plesi, right, to remove is called Lahathlos Plesi. Lakam in first time. Lo Yikra Lorner, Besaker. Can't read a book by candlelight, Shemiyata Haner, because maybe you will, tip the candle, Lahavi Hashem Lefiapsila She Yidlak Tiyotha. We're talking here not about a wax candle, but a oil candle, and you'll tip the oil to make the, go into the wick better, the Nimtza Maver B'Shabbos, and you're going to be chayiv for kindling on Shabbos. Hachazen, Chazen Hakneses, Hamak Reshiva Hakorim B'Torah. This is the Balkore. Upanu Sheni Odea Hechen Tzrichen Likros, L'macher. Sometimes he doesn't know where the Parsha is the next day. V'roa Hechen Korin Tinoko Shobes Rabban, B'Shabbosu, V'hen Korin B'Seder L'Or Haner, B'Veis Hakneses. So he goes to see where the children used to learn Parsha Shavua, right, Friday night. So he would go to check with them where the Parsha is. The Odea, she parsha shoshabazu. So he's allowed to go and take a look where they're learning, but he's not allowed to learn with them. Lashon acher, chazan malamitinokos. Chazan is the teacher. The roa hechen yaschilu lemacher, the hechen yisaimu parshioseim. He's allowed to check to see where they're going to start and end the next day, but he's not allowed to learn mamish the parsha by candlelight. Kiyotzibo, losos or chokal avera amru. Similarly, they made other gzeros to keep people away from sins, things you could do. That if you don't remember, you'll forget yourself, and you'll end up doing something aser. Lo yochel hazovim hazovah, v'kosh kein torim hazovah. Surely a tar person can't learn, can't eat together with a zovah. It may hergel aveirim, ne shemitoshim es yachdim, because they're eating together, yovel yivol zovah shivakaris. They'll forget themselves, and give in to their tithes, and he'll end up living with her, and be over in Issacharis. Rashi, the Gemara. Tzran Hossam. Lo yamod olim b'shus ha-yochid, v'yishte b'shus ha-rabim. Person shouldn't stand in b'shus ha-yochid and put his head into b'shus ha-rabim and drink. Right? There's a water fountain in b'shus ha-rabim, and he's standing in b'shus ha-yochid, and he wants to lean over and put his head into b'shus ha-rabim and drink the water. B'shus ha-rabim, v'yishte b'shus ha-yochid. Nor is he allowed to do the opposite. But if you put your head and most of your body into the place where you're drinking, then that's mutter. Tosha says, how could it be mutter? When you drink the water, it ends up resting in your stomach. And most of your body is in the other rishus, but your stomach is in the rishus ha-yochid, and your head and most of your body is in rishus ha-rabim. The end is going to be that the water you're carrying by drinking it into your mouth in Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaRabim, and it's going to come to rest in your stomach in Rishus HaYochid. So Tosa says, no, as soon as you swallow it, that already is considered the Hanacha. Even though it's going to go down your esophagus and rest again in your stomach, that's irrelevant. The main resting is the first one where you swallow it. And your throat, if most of your body is in the other Rishus, then your throat is obviously in the other Rishus too. Rashi, lo yamud onim b'rishus ha'yachid, v'yoshit pi v'rosho l'rishus ha'rabim, and put your mouth and head into rishus ha'rabim without the rest of your body, lechos kli v'lishtos, to hold the kli there and to drink. So you're standing in rishus ha'rabim, and you're standing in rishus ha'yachid, and you're extending your head into rishus ha'rabim and drinking there. Okay. V'zeirah shem yotzi ha'kli elov and imtzim eschayiv chatos. We're afraid that you're going to take the kli and bring it into Rishus HaYochid. Okay. The chain begas, the kamim beforish, Rashi says, and that same thing goes with a wine press. Samura says he boil a little. Okay, that's where you're in Rishus HaYochid and you're extending your head into Rishus HaRabin. What about if you're in Rishus HaYochid and you're extending your head into a Carmelis, or vice versa, you're in Rishus HaRabin extending your head into a Carmelis? My, is the same halacha or not? Amar Abaye, hihi. Abaye said, same halacha. Doesn't make a difference if you're in a Carmelis or as Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabin, the Gzeira still applies. Rava Omar, hi gufa Gzeira. V'anon nekum v'nigzer Gzeira v'gzeira. That in itself is a Gzeira, right? The whole idea that you can't drink from Rishus HaYochid, from Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid, because we're afraid that you may take the Kli and carry it into Rishus HaYochid. That's a Gzeira. Right? Now, if you extend that to a Carmelis, it's a Gzeira. The Rabbanan made a Gzeira in Rishus HaYochid, maybe you'll come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. Right? And that's a Gzeira. Now they made the same Gzeira in a Carmelis, which itself is only a Gzeira. That's called a Gzeira. We learned that Vasu Mishmeres, make the Mishmarti, make a fence, but not a double fence. Right? Not a fence to the fence. Right? So Tosos explains that Abaya also holds, all over. We say ain goes in gzeira l'gzeira. It's only by hotzah, special halacha, that by hotzah you make a gzeira l'gzeira. That's what Abaya holds. And the reason for hotzah is like Tosfos said in the beginning of the Sefer, it's a malacha geruah. It's a malacha that people don't think is awesome. And therefore you have to be extra careful with hotzah, right, than other things. So Abaya holds that there was an exception to the rule of when the Rabbanan didn't make gzeiras l'gzeiras by hotzah of Shabbos. But other halachas of Shabbos, we don't make Zeras and Zeras, and surely not by other Isurim. Omar Abaya, Menoa Menola. How do I know that that's the case? That even in a Carmelis, even a place only awesome with the Rabban, and they still made the Zera that you can't drink from one Rishos to the other Rishos. Diktani, the Chain Begas. Right? Because it says the same thing goes for a wine press. My Gas. What's this? How is this wine press talking? Irishus Hayachid Tanina. If it's talking about Rishos Hayachid, we have that already. In the the Mishnah or the Brice, Irishus Harabim Tanina. If it's Rishus Harabim, it also says Sokin. The Brice already said Rishus Hayach, Rishus Harabim. El Olav Carmelis must be. It's talking about a Carmelis. And even though Tosfos says we know before the Carmelis ain't Carmelis Bekalim, but here it's talking about a gas that's mechuber lekarka. It's connected to the ground. It's not a kli. So you see, Abaya says, the fact that it says the chain begas, the same halach applies to a gas, is not only Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, but even from Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid, you can't drink. Rava Omar, the chain begas linyan maisa. No, the chain begas has nothing to do with with Hotzah of Shabbos. It's telling me the same halacha, legabi a gas, legabi maisa. The chain or of sheishas, the chain begas linyan maisa. What does that mean? Disnan, shosin ala gas, Bein al chachamin, bein al atzoma, upotter. The halacha is that meiser, until you finish the malacha, till you finish all the processes in preparing the food, you're allowed to eat aroi without taking off trumas and meisers. Tevel, that has not been nigmar malachto, you're allowed to eat from it without taking off trumas and meisers. Not a kavua dik of food, not a kavua dik of meal. So you're allowed to drink wine that hasn't had trumas and maisers taken from it, as long as it's still by the wine press, hasn't yet been finished, whether it's warm or it's cold. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, but Rav Tzadik mechayev, and Rav Tzadik says no, you're not allowed to even drink a little bit. What's it called until trumas and maisers are taken, even by the gas. V'chachamim romim alacham in chayev alatzon in potter. If it's hot, you can't drink, but if it's cold, you could. Because you return the what's it called by the cold, you return it back to the gas. So it's not considered finished yet. The malach is not finished yet. Okay, we'll see. Rashi explains it. Rashi says like this: the chem begas the coming forish la carmelis kagon bika and the rabbanenhu the also lahachnis lahotzi. What would be in a bika? You're not standing in rishus hayachid that opens into rishus harabim. You're standing in rishus hayachid that opens into a bika, into a valley which is not rishus harabim. Mahu lama rishus hayachid over rishus harabim the yoshid roshul lechatchila the tochav ishte. Can you stand in rishus harabim rishus hayachid? Put your head into a carmelis and drink there, or are we still afraid that you may take the kli and bring it to you? Hihi, kishem shasar nuzu b'mishnasenu, kach zu asura. So Baya says, same halacha. Just like in the Mishnah, you can't stand in Rishus HaYochid and drink something that's in Rishus HaRabim, you can't do the same thing in a karmelis. Hi gufa afilu yotzi akli mitocho Rishus HaYochid, o mitocho Rishus HaRabim, midarabonim b'almahu. So Rava says, no. Here, even if you end up taking the kli into the Rishus that you're standing in, it's only going to be in Isidarabonim. So now we're going to make a gzeira lechatchila that what's it called? That because maybe you'll come to be over in Issa Drabana and we won't let you do it to begin with. That's a gzeira lechatchila. Banan nikum the nigzor hoshotis rosho atu hotzoas kli. We're going to make a gzeira. Don't put your head and drink there because we're afraid you may come to take the kli. But if you take the kli, it's also only Issa Drabana. That's called a gzeira lechatchila. So inem rishus hayochid. So Abayis, I'll bring you a proof that it's also even in a carmelist because it says the chen begas. If the gas is Rishus HaYochid Kigon Gavua Yud, that it's 10 Tvachim high, and it's sure a wine press is more than 4x4, the Ka'amar Dlo Yam Rishus HaRabim V'yishta L'Tocha Tanina. So it said already Rishus HaYochid. The Rishus HaRabim Kigon Eina Gavua Gimel. The gas, the wine press, is less than 3 Tvachim off the floor of Rishus HaRabim, so it's Rishus HaRabim. It's situated in Rishus HaRabim, and it's less than 3 Tvachim high. So it's a Rishus HaRabim. So Mara says, no, it must be talking where it's a Karmelis. It's higher than 3 Tvachim. And it's Dalet al Dalet, and it's what's it called a Carmelis. And you're not allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid and drink from the gas. So you see that it's Osir even if it's only in Issur Rabban. Rava says, no, Linyan Maisa. Rava says this has nothing to do with Hotzah. The gas, a different halacha. Tishtia al Hagas Mamish, Shalo Akru Misham. If you drink by the wine press, you haven't taken it away from the wine press, Lo Tzio Chutzah, Havishtia Saroy. That's considered not a kavua dika drinking. It's a very temporary kind of thing, right? You don't drink. You know, you're just drinking a little snack at the wine press. People take the wine away and they sit down and drink. Here you're not sitting down and drinking. You're drinking a little bit from the wine press. That's called achilas haroy. Upatrimi meisel calls mancho liyard labor shugmar melachto and hasn't yet finished down because what they did is they pressed the wine. It stayed in the press for a while, and then they siphoned it off into the bore where it collected, right? And that was considered the gmar malacha. That's the finishing of the pressing of the grapes, is where the water, the wine is contained in the cistern where they store the wine. So until it runs off into the cistern, it's not, the work's not finished. The malacha, the processes of making the wine, are not finished. That's called the finishing of the processes. So while it's still in the gas, it's still in the wine press, the wine, and so it's not gemar malacha, it hasn't been finished yet, and until it's finished, you're allowed to drink what's called derech haroy. You're allowed to eat something, achilas haroy. And drinking it while it's there in the wine press is not, it hasn't been finished, and therefore it's only haroy, it's mutter. But if you take it out of there and take a drink, that's called shtias keva. Then you're drinking something that's already set drinking. It's not stam, like a snack. Shame b'dayto l'harzur ha-moser, because then you're not going to put back what you leave over. So you're going to drink what you have to finish it. But here, you just take a sip, and whatever's left over, you pour back into the gas. Nobody knows. It's like the kitchen of a restaurant. Right? Nobody sees what you did. But if you take it off the but if you take it out of there, you're not going to pour back what's left. You're going to drink the whole thing. That's called shtias keva, and therefore, even if it's not nigmar malachto, you're not allowed to drink shtias keva, right, before you take off trumas and maisers. Bechamim. Shemazgo bechamim. If you mixed it with hot water already, the wine, shuvein aroy lahavzer hamoser. Then even if you're standing on the gas, you're not going to pour back the extra. Shelo yachmit sasayayin machmas hachamim. You don't pour hot water into a wine press because the hot water makes the wine go sour. So if you mix the wine with hot water, you're going to drink the whole thing. That's already shi'as keva. You're not going to take a sip and pour back the rest, because you can't pour it back. So therefore, if it's hot, then it's considered shi'as keva. You're going to drink the whole thing. If it's not hot, then you may pour back the rest. It's only a sip. That's shi'as aroi. Okay. So that's halacha. You can't, what's it called? The chein begas, you shouldn't, what's it called, the stand in Rishus HaRabim and drink from the gas, because we're afraid that you'll take it to you and then you won't be able to drink it. Then it's also to drink. You only can drink it if you're standing on the gas, because then you can pour it back. But if you'll take it out of the Rishus of the gas, it's also. So just like by Shabbos, you can't drink, what's it called, in one Rishus, because we're afraid you'll take it to the other Rishus. Same thing, you can't drink, and if you're standing in a different Rishus, drink what's on the gas, because we're afraid you'll take it away. And once you take it away, it's considered Shdias Keva, not Shdias Aroi. Okay. But it has nothing to do with Shabbos, and nothing to do with Carmelis, and therefore there's no proof over here that your gozer are Xeril. Tatnan, lo yetze hachai b'machto, somuch lechashecha, shema yishkach v'yetze. Okay, so now we're going to bring another raya. If the Rabbanan make Xeris by Yisurei the Rabbanan or not. Where the whole Isra is only Drabonan, did they make a Gzeira? Abaya says yes, and specifically by Hotzah, like Tosu says. Okay, so we're going to bring another case of Hotzah, where it seems like the Drabonan did make a Gzeira, the Gzeira. The Chayit, right, the tailor is not allowed to go out with his pin before Chashecha. Why? Shema Yishkach V'yetz, because we're afraid that he'll forget it there, and he'll carry it after Shabbos starts. My lab the Tchuva lo Bevigdo. Right? Isn't it talking where it's stuck into his clothing, right? And therefore, what's it called? Even if he carries it out, he's not motzi kederach hamotzim. That's not the normal way to carry. You don't carry pins stuck into your clothing. You carry them in your hand. So it's only nisa d'rabbanan if you carry it shelo kederach. Putting it in your clothing, right? Sticking a pin in your clothing and carrying it out is shelo kederach. It's not the normal way of carrying. So it's only nisa d'rabbanan. What are we afraid? That if you let him carry it near Shabbos, he'll end up carrying it on Shabbos. But even if he carries it on Shabbos, only this is the Rabbanan. So you see over here where goes Gzeira L'Gzeira. We make a Gzeira, you can't carry it and put it into your clothing before Shabbos, because we're afraid that you'll forget it and carry it on Shabbos. And if you carry it on Shabbos, only this is the Rabbanan. So you see Gazrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. Where it says, Lo, the Noket Lai Biyadeh. It's talking where you're carrying it in your hand. Right? You shouldn't. If he puts it in his clothing, it's not awesome. Because the worst it could be is an issur d'rabbanan. But it's talking, he shouldn't go out with holding the needle in his hand. Toshma, lo yetze achayit b'machto, hatchuva lo b'bigdo. Right? The Chara, it says you can't, it's Beferish Abraisa that says that the tailor should not go out with a, what's it called, with a pin that's in his clothing. So it's a Beferish, that what's it called, that Gzazin, versus Lai Labi, Erev Shabbos. Isn't this talking where he can't go out Erev Shabbos? And it's Gzeira L'Gzeira, right? Don't go out Erev Shabbos with the pin in your clothing, because we're afraid you may come to carry it on Shabbos like that. And if you carry it on Shabbos, that's only the Rabbanan. So you see Gzeira L'Gzeira versus Lo. Kitanya Hiba Shabbos. That's talking where it's Shabbos Mamash. Don't put your pin in your clothing, right, and walk around like that on Shabbos, because we're afraid you may end up, what's it called, carrying it on Shabbos. That's not Gzeira L'Gzeira, it's one Gzeira, right? It's not two Gzeiras, it's one Gzeira. So one Gzeira we do make. Okay. You know, don't carry on Shabbos the Nisra D'Rabbanan. Right? But not, don't carry on Friday, because maybe you'll come to carry on Shabbos the Nisra D'Rabbanan, and that's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. V'atanya, lo yetze achayit b'machto atchuvah v'gdo be'erev Shabbos im chashecha. We have a price that says b'feirish. It's talking by Erev Shabbos. Don't go with your pin in your clothing Erev Shabbos, right? Because we're afraid you may carry it on Shabbos. Now it's clearly a gzeira gzeira. Where it says, Hamoni Rav Yehuda. That goes according to Rav Yehuda. The Omer Uman Derech Umnaso Chayiv. That an Uman who carries something the way that's normal for him, even though it's not normal for other people, he's Chayiv. Now the Chayiv, we'll see, carried this thing for one of two reasons. Either that's the way they used to carry their pins, right? Stuck in their clothing. Normal people didn't do that, right? But tailors did that. They always kept the pins so they have it ready. Right, a scribe always kept a pen behind his ear, even though normal people don't do that. But a scribe always used to keep his pen behind his ear. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if that's the normal way for you to carry, even though it's not the normal way for regular people to carry, right, then you're chayiv on that. And the Chachamim hold no, that what's it called, that it has to be the normal way for most people to carry. But if you carry that way because you happen to be a professional, but ladaite, that's we go after most people, not after how it is for you. Tosfos brings down that if, however, somebody always carries like that, right? For instance, women always carry with tins in their clothing, then that becomes the norm for that kind, that what's it called? For women always do that. He says, what's it called? A chai, it doesn't always carry the pin, what's it called? It's only sometimes they put the pin in their clothing. Tailors also carry in their hands pins. And sofrim also carry pencils in their hand. Sometimes they put it behind their ear. But women always put pins in their clothing, right? That's a normal way all the time. Then everybody would hold your chai if you do that. But if it's only, even the person who's the woman only sometimes does it, and other people don't ever do it, then it's not, Rabbi Yehuda holds yes, Yechayev, and the Chacham hold not. Titanya, lo yetze achayev b'machto atchuvah lo b'bigdo, right, a tailor shouldn't go out with, and oh, there's a second reason why they do it. That's one reason it should be, they should have it around all the time, should be accessible. The second reason is, they want people to know they're a tailor. It's like they're wearing their sign, right? If you see a guy with a pin, a needle, in his, what's it called, in his clothing, you know he's a tailor. If you see a guy with a coolness in his ear, right, you know he's a sofer. So that's the way they publicize, right, it's publicity. That's the way they advertise, advertisement. That's the way they advertise, what's it called, who they are. But they don't always do that. They only do it when they're advertising. Okay. Velo nagar bekisim shiba ozno. And not a carpenter, right, who puts his ruler, right, in his ear. Not in his ear, but, you know, behind his ear. The velo sorek b'meshicha shiba'azno, and a person who dies, a dyer, right, puts pieces of what's it called, wool or whatever in his ears to have ready to dye. Velo gardi b'ira shiba'azno, right, a gardi is a person who, what's it called, who... what's it called? There's a weaver, okay, and he keeps Rashi says a piece of tzemer or tzemer geffen, cotton or wool, right, that he uses to, what's it called, to close up the thing that he uses to weave, right, keeps it, what's it called, in his ear. Velo tzava v'dugma shetzavara. A person who dyes things keeps a little piece of, what's it called, he keeps samples around his neck. And he goes around with the samples of different colors around his neck. Velo shulchani b'dinar shebazno, and a shulchani, right, who's a money changer, keeps a coin in his ear, what's it called, I don't think it means mamish inside his ear. It means outside, so you know he's a money changer, or so you can hold it to compare the coins to make sure it's a good coin. But if all of these people went out on Shabbos, it's pater avalaser. Right? You're not chayiv for such carrying, because that's not the normal way to carry things. Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, umen derech umnasu chayiv, v'shar kol adam pater. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you are that woman who normally carries like that, even though other people don't normally carry like that, and even though you don't always carry like that, that thing, just sometimes, still you're chayiv. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rashi. My lav de tchuva bebigdo, she'ein derech hotza, the kach, not the normal way to carry, v'afilo hotzio l'shus harabi m'shech sheicha, shvus bi'amahu, and even if the tailor forgets, and he carries out at night, into Rishus HaRabim, like that, he'd only be potter, be osser, but it's only a shvus, not an isa d'oraisa, right? Alma, the kagazer, somuch l'chashecha, atu chashecha, we made a gzera, don't do it Friday, because you may come to do it on Shabbos. But even if you do it on Shabbos, only isa d'rabanan, right? But alma gazrinan, l'isurei Shabbos, gzera l'gzera. You see that for isurei Shabbos, we make gzera l'gzera. Rashi is mashma, that Abaya holds for all Shabbos is an exception. All these Surei Shabbos, you would say Gzeru L'Gzeru, right? But not other Yisur, right? And Tosha says, even Abaya doesn't hold by all these Surei Shabbos, only Surei Hotsa. Titanyahi b'Shabbos Atzma. No, that's talking on Shabbos itself. T'chad Gzeru Ika. Don't carry a pin like this on Shabbos, because you may carry it regularly on Shabbos. That's one Gzeru. But here it's a Gzeru L'Gzeru. Don't carry it Erev Shabbos, you may come and carry Shabbos. And even if you carry it Shabbos, it's only Rabbanan, because maybe you'll carry it regularly. So that's a gzera, the chad gzera, ik gzera d'chuvah bevigdo, atu hecha d'mafet b'yodayim. Don't carry it on Shabbos like this, because you may carry it regular on Shabbos. Umin hamotzi derech umnaso, shu roga lotzis l'prokim, kein b'chol chayit. The hashta l'didei, leka elechad gzera. The Gazrin, some of Hashecha, to Hashecha. Samara says, no, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if you carry it like that, you'll be chayiv. So it's only one gzera. Don't do this Erev Shabbos, because if you do it on Shabbos, you'll be chayiv. Kisim Shabbosno, Kisim Oroch, Vishave, Kain Sargala, Shem Sartin Bosforin. It's like a ruler. Kisim is a straight piece of wood that they use to make straight lines. Okay, Shikorin Virabalaz, it's a ruler. Ubo Mashvinas Anisorim, Kederach Nagorim Shalonu. This is what's it called, like the carpenters. They have a straight thing that they use as a, like a ruler. Yeah. It's not to measure things, it's to make sure they have a straight line. Mashvinas Tias Kav, the linear is Shikola Shnuyim Khan, Eino Ela Shinosnim Oso Beneho Umnis Alehem, but Sesim Lashuk. It's not because they carry it because they want to use it. They carry it like that when they go out to the shuk, kideshiakiru meizu umnesu. This is the way they advertise what they do. The eskiru, the malachim, people will know that they're carpenters or dyers or weavers or whatever, and people will come and give them work. Sorek begodim shikorin filers. Sorek is a comber. He combs clothing. The meshicha who kosher hakotzim. Shikorei, whatever, Gviganis Habdeget, Tofer, Machaber, Bo, Beis Roshin, Kishimot, Chual, Yisedo, So Umnes, Lechofto, Vemachlis, Lizko, Vesaro. When they comb out the Beget, to flatten it out, to make it, nice and smooth, so they use this Meshicha, they use the rope to tie it. So if you're wearing that rope, if people know, you're a cleaners. Ira, Hutsemer, Otsemer, Gethin, Shisoshin bo pi hakona, la'acha shiniach besocho pakios ha'arev. Right, this is the thing that you use to weave, that the thing that is like a boat, right, on the end of the string that you put, you throw that between the chutei ha'arev. That's how the shi, that's how the woof, what's it called, on the warp. That's how you, what's it called, push it through, I know what it's called. It's called shuttle. So they put some kind of wool or cotton in it, what's it called? Meshayer b'nekem molei chut larog, b'zorko l'kona, t'apkiyo misgalga l'tocho, right? Then they throw this shuttle in between the threads, the vertical threads. The lotzeis enu yecholo shenista manekev. And it can't go out because the hole is closed. So what they do is they stuff the thread into the top of this shuttle by putting a piece of cotton or wool into the hole to hold the shuttle, the thread into the shuttle. Don't tie it around the shuttle. They put it in and stuff it in with something to hold it in. Dugma, ma'atzem, or a guy who's a dyer, carries his, dugmos, his sample, what? Swatches, right, around his neck. Ma'at semer tzavua adam, ma'at tzavua shachar, v'chein b'chol minei tzeva, shemara behem dugma la'acher kazeh, tirtzu o kazeh. You want like this, you want like this, which color do you want? So he shows them around his neck all of the different possibilities. Okay, let's go on. There's a shayla over here, who we paskin like Abaye or Rav. Normally we would say Abaye and Rav, and Allah is like Rav. And that's taka how the Rambam paskins, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. The Rith, on the other hand, brings down this halacha that a chayit can't go out Erev Shabbos with his pin, right? He doesn't say in his hand. He says, stop. Mashmi, even if it's stuck in his clothing, right? So some say, no, it's obvious it's talking about what's it called in your hand. You didn't have to say it, right? That's what the Ran says. And however, the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that the Rith held like a bayah. Normally, Rav and Abaya, the past halacha is like Rava, but here the halacha is like Abaya. And in a chanami, it's asur by hotzah, even exera l'exera, even if it's in your clothes. The Beis Yosef says no raya that the rif holds like Abaya. Maybe the rif holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that an woman who carries in his clothing is chay, right? And what's it called? And the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin b'feirush like Rava and not like Rabbi Yehuda.
and it's only usher if you're holding it in your hand, Erev Shabbos, right, but not if you have it in your clothing, right, like Rava. And this halacha b'chlau, Rabbi Yehuda, whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or not, an woman who carries his normal weight, right, or his sometimes normal weight, right, is he chayiv or not? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the Rabbanan say not. So we said already that there's some who hold in the Rif, that the Rif holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That if an woman carries the weight, it's normal for him, even temporarily or partially, he's chayiv, and the Meiri holds like that, and the Rioz also holds like that. The Rambam paskins that you're not chayiv, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Magid Mishnah says the proof is that the Gemara didn't use that as the first answer. The Gemara says, Avaya says that what's it called? Avaya wants to bring a proof that you're gazrin gzera from the fact that if you carry a pin in your clothing, which is only the Rabbanan, right, you still have an gzera. Why didn't the Gemara right away say, no, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara tried all different kinds of ways of answering it until we had no other choice, then we said it's Rabbi Yehuda. It seems from that we didn't want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda because halacha is not Rabbi Yehuda. So Taka the Rambam, the Paschal is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Magen Avraham and the Taz say that this difference, even an Umman, if he would always carry like that, if somebody who always carries like that, then you'd be chayiv. But even an Umman doesn't always carry. He only goes when he goes to the shuk and he wants to advertise, then he puts it in his ear. Otherwise, he carries a pencil normally. Right? Around the house, he carries it in his hand. So when he goes into the shuk, he wants people to know he's a what's it called? That's the way that people know that you're a scribe. You have a pencil in your ear. So since he doesn't do it all the time, then Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv, and the chacham holds your pater, and halacha is like the chacham. But like Tosa says, if you do it all the time, like a woman wears a pin as what's it called, as jewelry, all the time, right? That kind of thing you always carry like that, then everybody holds your chayiv. Okay, let's go on. Tani chada lo yetsi hazav v'kiso v'im yotza potter aval osir. Okay, one brisa says that a zav shouldn't go out on Shabbos with a little vessel that he puts over his aver to catch the ziva. He's dripping issue. Right, he can get over his body and his clothing, right, and dirty them. Similar thing would be with a woman wearing a sanitary napkin on Shabbos. Right? Could she walk out with a sanitary napkin? Same thing over here, the Zov with the Kis. We'll see if the halacha is the same or not, but it's a similar kind of thing. So one brisa says that he shouldn't do it. He shouldn't go out, what's it called, wearing this Kis. It's not considered a clothing. It's considered carrying. Okay, but it's not carrying the way people normally carry. Right? You're wearing it around the aver, right, to catch the issue. That's not normal carrying your potter if you carry. Not chayv chatas. The Tanya Idachin, another brisa says, lo yetzei v'myotze chayv chatas. That you shouldn't go out, and if you do, you're chayv chatas. It's also min HaTorah. So we have a machlokas, whether the Zov wearing this protective kis is real hotzah min HaTorah, it's only the Rabbanan. Omer Rav Yosef lo kashya. But these brises are not a contradiction, they're two different opinions. Horav Nei or Horav Yehuda. Right? One goes like Rav Meir and one's like Rav Yehuda. Now, a Zav is like an Umman. When you're a Zav, what's it called? So you sometimes have to wear a Kis. So that's normal for a Zav. So the Rav Yehuda would hold, wherever it's normal for that person, even if it's not always like that, but sometimes like that, that's called Hotzah. And Rav Meir would hold, no, it has to be normal for all people. And if it's only normal for you sometimes, right, then you're not chayiv on that either. Gemara says, "Amar le'Abaya, Emor de Shamus le'le Reb Meir b'midi lav haynu urche, b'midi de haynu urche mishamus le." Even Reb Meir only holds where it's not always the derech for that person to carry like this. But by Yezav, it's always the derech to carry this kis like that. You never carry it in your hand, right? There's no purpose of carrying a kis, right, than your hand, right, if you're having the issue from the other part of your body, right? Right? Your fingers don't have issues, so you don't carry it in your hand. You can only carry it there. So then even Rav Meir will hold your chayiv. The ilo se mohachi, ele miyata hedyot shechocha kab v'bekas v'shabbos, the Rav Meir hochi nami l'mechayiv. If Rav Meir holds, he only has to be, what's it called, something that you always do, right, something that, what's it called, that's normal for a person to do. It's still nachayev, right? Even if, what's it called, it's only the, it has to be something that everybody always does, but not sometimes people do and that's normal for them. Then if you did any malacha that normally an uman would do, normally you need a professional to do it. But somebody's not a professional did that malacha, that's shlokadera, because I'm not a professional. I don't usually do these things. But that's a normal thing. Everybody does it like that. So even if you're not a professional, you're still chayav. Right? So Rashi, let's see what he's saying. Ha Rav Yehuda. Kis. She'osim lezav, the kosher lepi ha'ama, the kabel bo'es hazov. It's a little, what's it called, a cover. Right? Like a little, a pocket that he wears over his aver to catch the issue that's coming out. That's the way that a zav normally carries this pocket, right? Wearing it over his aver. Normally, the ones we said before, Reb Meir holds, normally people carry pencils in their hand, they carry needles in their hand, they carry their swatches in their hand. Right. Sometimes when they go out to the shuk, they put it around their neck, they put it in their ear or whatever. Afilu umen, right? Even the umen normally carries in his hands. Ela b'shoshu rotzal ha'chriz atzmo. Umen, when he wants to publicize and advertise, he's an umen. Then he wears it around his neck or puts it in his ear or whatever. Aval kis lezov ein derech otzoso ela b'kach. You never carry a kis of a zov in your hand. You always wear it, what's it called, tied onto the aver. So therefore, even Reb Meir holds your chayiv in that situation. Right, that if Reb Meir is moda, that if it's always like that, right, for even just for that person, then your chayiv hedyot shechaka kavid bekas. Hold the inner woman. If a hedyot carved out what's it called something in a what's it called? He had a piece of wood and he carved something out. So he's building, or he's makel patish, whatever, it's a malacha. Okay, but it's not normal for him to do it. Usually carpenters do that, right? Regular do-it-yourselfers don't do that. Right? Take it to a carpenter. The ain derech hakika b'chach, achinami the part of Reb Meir. In kein lo mechayev Reb Meir b'shabbos, elo umnin. According to this, only an umnin would be chayev on Shabbos. Because normal people don't do that all the time. But elamai, they do it, right? So, el al korach, the chol derech hakikasu shalzeh b'chach, that's the way that a person, what's it called, always does this malacha. Therefore, the same thing over here. If normally you carry things in your hand, but this kind of thing, you always carry, what's it called, this way, then even Reb Meir will hold your chayiv, right? Just like, normally you don't carve things like this, right? An umen wouldn't do it like that. But people who are not umen always carve like that. So your chayiv. Right. It doesn't have to be that you only do it the way an umen does it. You do it the way that people know it. That's the way people normally do it all the time. If you're not an umen, then you're bichayev.
Zav is not a zav all the time.
What?
Zav is not a zav all the time.
No. But this kis is only for a zav, and he only wears it like that. Right? You never have a zav who wears the kis a different way. He doesn't put it on his nose.
Okay.
What? No, but all umnin, it's not this guy, all umnin always carry this thing this way. Then, what's it called, even Reb Meir holds yichayev. But if all umnin don't carry it this way, then it's only sometimes that umnin carry it, and nobody else carries it, so then you're not chayev. But if whoever's an umnin carries it, this is the way normally they carry it, then you're chayev. Same thing, whoever's a zav always carries it this way, then even Reb Meir holds yichayev. Okay. So what's it called? So that's the question. So now we have two brises, and we can't say one's Reb Meir and one's Reb Yehuda, because even Reb Meir Lechora should hold a zav with his kis should be chayiv. So what's the brisa that says that you're potter? Okay, that we'll get to on Sunday.